Okay, so a bit of a truncated share today. We saw last time in Tosis Daf Chof Vav on the base a big machloikas between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rif. What's the halacha if you? Oh, by the way, Meir Avraboisai. Oh, completely, I almost forgot. You wouldn't believe it. There you are learning the halachas of Tashlumin. I come into davening this morning, somebody says, I have an emergency shayla. I haven't even put my talis and tefillin on. No, what is it already in Paskin? It was two shaylas, and we have learned both of these halachas last week. So he said, he went to Yerushalayim, Asnai got a bit tipsy, and then by the time he got back, he sort of missed all the minyanim for Meir, and then fell asleep, and then woke up, and then he davened, and he cannot remember this morning whether he davened Maariv or not, Shmoneh Esrei. He definitely began somewhere, some place, sometime. So it sounds like a Shaila halacha lemaisa. No, Rabbi Yisai, what do you pass?
It's
not
davened.
It's
in davened, second time.
Amazing.
You have your Mishnah Berurahs? Yeah. First be halacha in the whole siman. I'm sure everybody remembers.
Yeah.
The halacha in Kuf Zayin, we're learning Kuf Ches. The halacha in Kuf Zayin was, it says if somebody has a sofik, whether he davened, he's going to daven again. That's a chiddush, even though normally sofik brachas lahako. But in Kuf Ches, we saw on page Kuf Lamed Hei. Yep. It was the very first bi halacha. We learned this halacha together. Yep. Look at the Bi'alocha, the second line of the Bi'alocha, Kosav HaPrima Godim. We saw this. Nistapakti, I've got a doubt. Sofek Hispalal Shachris Oiloi. What means you're not sure if you daven? V'ovar Zman Shachris Im Mashlimo B'mincha. Is there Tashlim for Mincha? Why? Oiloi. The Shema perhaps Loi Tiknu. Maybe they were not Mesake in the whole principle of Tashlimin B'ovar Zmano. Elo. Bevadai loy hispalal, but veloy besofek. End of Bi'alocha. So Bi'alocha quotes the Prima Godim as saying, I'm not sure was the whole concept of Tashlumin ever instituted in Makom Sofek. So I must be perfectly honest, it's unbelievable. I don't think I've ever had this Shaila before. Until this morning, and we just learned this halacha last week. No, what am I supposed to tell him? Bi'alocha says a Sofek. He doesn't want to know, so he wants to know what's he supposed to do, bottom line. So you said it before. What's a psak when you have a sofik?
Nedava.
Do a tulis nedava. The second one should be nedava. So 1 second. My rabbi said, here came the follow-up question. We learned this as well. So he said, 1 second. If I'll be the chazan for shachris this morning, So my chazara sashat, can that be the tashlomin? What did we learn?
Yes
it can. We also learned that. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Kotten Dalad. Ukeshehu shliach tzibur yoytze yidei hashlomo, he can be yoytze his tashlumin b'mer shemachzer hatfilo b'koil rom. When he does the second one in a loud voice, v'yichavin bo b'shul atzmoi l'tashlumin. Yes, v'yichavin on the one hand that it's for his own personal tashlumin needs, v'gam lo yitzi bo mishe'enoi boki. And also, because we know why is there a chazor sashatz ever? You have to, you might see those who are not bakim, they don't know how to daven, even though nowadays everybody is bakim. So you have to have two kavanos. Mamash, these are halachas we learned last week. That's what I told him. I said, yes, you should do tashlumin. Second one should be a tanai, nandova. And then he said, pseda. By the way, when we said nandova, you have to be careful how you say it. You mean make a tanai that might be a nandova. It's not a vada in nandova, it might be a nandova. You have to make a tanai. If, because the Prima Godim's got a suffix, we don't know whether there's a chiv tashlumin. So if I'm a chiv to do tashlumin, this is it. And if I'm not, then this is an adova. Fine, that's that. If I'm a bal tfila, fine. So if I don't need to make the adova stipulation, because if you're not adova, I definitely have to do chazaras hashatz. So the only thing I have to remind himself is that the Mishnah Berurah says, I have a double kavana, that I hereby want to be yetzay the chiv of chazaras hashatz, and I want to be yetzay the chiv of tashlumin. Dvarim for Rashi, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesavev, Shev Shaila, Mamish Halacha Lemaisa, on Halachas we just learned. Okay, so we saw in Tosis a whopping machloikas between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rif. Let's just briefly summarize it. We won't see it inside the text. We saw it last time, and we'll see Rabbein Yoina. We'll see what we have time for. What's the halacha if you davened on Rosh Chodesh and you davened Mincha, but you did not say Yalav Yavi? Come Motzer Rosh Chodesh. The question is, do I do two Ma'ariv? So Rabbein Yehuda says, definitely not. Ma Marviach. What are you gaining? Davening? I already davened. The only thing I missed out was Yalav Yavi. So for that reason, you'd want me to do Tashlumin. But I'm not going to say Yalav Yavi anyway. Why? Because it's Motzer Rosh Chodesh. Says Rabbein Yehuda, that's not the same as the case of the Gemara. In the case of the Gemara where I did not daven on Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos, the fact that the davening on Motzah on Friday night is different, it doesn't matter. Why? Because there you never davened at all. Then he said, one second, when you didn't daven on Shabbos Mincha, that's only seven brachas. On Motzah Shabbos, you're saying 19. Doesn't matter. On Shabbos, essentially, you're also supposed to say 19. So if you remember, Tosfos says, there'll be another nafka minna then. What happens if somebody accidentally on Shabbos Mincha did a weekday Shmoneh Esra? A weekday Shmoneh Esra. That means he made no mention of Shabbos. So obviously, if you remember straight away, he's got a daven again. But if you remember on Motzah Shabbos, says Rabbein Yehuda, same principle. No point. Why? Because your main Chayvas Tefillah, you've been Yotze already. The only thing you missed out was a mention of Shabbos. Well, that you're not going to do on Motzah Shabbos anyway. That was opinion number one. Opinion number two was the Rif. Tosfos quoted the Rif extensively, and the Tosfos was medayek from the Rif that you would daven. You would daven again. If you remember, we suggested, I'm not saying it's muchach, but we suggested a possible explanation might be that we have to fundamentally ask ourselves an enormous question, and that is when you daven on Rosh Chodesh and you miss out Yalav Yavai. So obviously you've got to repeat Shmoneh Esra if this happens Shachris or Mincha. But what does that mean? You remember our Chakira? Does it mean that essentially you haven't davened? Or you have davened, you just missed out the addition. You just missed out the addition. Now, just to bring out the point. Go back to the Gemara a second. Somebody did not daven Mincha on Erev Shabbos, a Mefurasha Gemara, Friday night, he davens twice. It's a different Shmoneh Esra, it doesn't matter, he didn't daven. So let me ask you a question. What would be, not on Rosh Chodesh, Erev Shabbos Mincha, you davened Shmoneh Esra. And then guess what? It turns out that you missed out, clean missed out, the bracha of Boruch Olenu. How it happened, you've no idea. Instead of saying Shmoneh Esra, you only did 17 brachas. Or instead of 19, you only said 18 brachas. Completely missed out that bracha. So let me ask you a question now. Come Friday night, what would you paskin? Do you do two Shmoneh Esras? Or would you say this is a machloikus between Rabbein Yehuda and the Rif? If Rosh Chodesh, and you daven the entire Shmoneh Esra, and you just missed out Yalav Yavai, that's Machlokes Rabbein Yehuda and the Rif. So what's halacha in my case, where you daven Shmoneh Esra, but you missed out one bracha? Don't do the Rosh Chodesh. What would you do Friday night? Obviously, according to the Rif, obviously you do two Shmoneh Esras. My question is, what about according to Rabbein Yehuda? What would you paskin?
Did he daven or not?
Oh, so what'd you paskin?
I don't think he did.
What do you say, Nachum? Not according to the Rif. According to the Rif, obviously do two Shmoneh Esras. It can't be better than having missed out just Yalav Yavai. Here you missed out an entire bracha. My question is, according to Rabbein Yehuda, that's the first opinion in Tosfos, what would you paskin in this case? Rav Avraham, what would you paskin? You don't daven? I would venture to suggest, and I think you'd be right, if you missed out a bracha, you didn't daven. That's not Shmoneh Esras. If you daven and you didn't say Yalav Yavai, so then I can hear. I'm not saying everybody agrees. Maybe that's a machlokes Rabbein Yehuda and the Rif. But at least I can appreciate. You davened, you just missed out the addition. But Rafa'inu was not an addition. That's part and parcel of the Shmoneh Esra. So if you didn't miss it out, you didn't daven. That's not Shmoneh Esra, that's Shva Esra. There's no such thing. So Mamela, you'd have to daven twice according to all opinions. But where it comes to Yalav Yovei, which is just an addition, so when you have an addition, now we appreciate that there's two ways to look at it. Do we view it as just an addendum to the Shemoneh Esra, but basically the Shemoneh Esra was davened, or no? In as much as you missed it out, it's an integral part of Tefillah. Proof of the pudding is that if you would have remembered on Rosh Chodesh, you'd have to daven the whole Shemoneh Esra again. So maybe that shows us that you haven't davened at all. That's machlokes. Now let's have a look very briefly at number two on the sheets, which is Rabbeinu Yoino on the Rif. So number one is the Rif itself, which we needn't see because Tosis has basically quoted the Rif extensively. So let's have a look briefly at Rabbeinu Yoino. To'o, number two. To'o v'lo yispalal mincha b'erev Shabbos, yispalal arvish shtayim shel Shabbos. You'll do two Shabbos ma'arivs. That is a quote from the Gemara. V'komash malon hashta, we are being taught now, Sha'af al pisha einoi oisa tashlumin, me oisa tfila ba'atzmo, even though he's not doing of tashlumin of that actual davening, because he's doing a Shabbos Shemoneh Esra. Doesn't matter, afilu hachi, nonetheless, mispalal shtayim, me oisa shol Shabbos. So we'll daven two of that tfila of Shabbos. That is the chiddush of the Gemara. Fine. V'oimrim Rabbonei Tsarfas. That's the Rabbonim of France. She'im to'o v'lo yispalel tfilas hamusofin. Kol ayoim she'ein lo tashlumin. Etc. etc. Go to the next paragraph. First word on the line. Umizeh hatam. Oimrim gam kein, the Rabboni Tsarfas, the Rabboni from France, say gam kein. She'im to'o v'lo yizkil shel rosh chodesh b'mincha. Oh, if you did not mention rosh chodesh, i.e. Yalav Yovei, on rosh chodesh mincha v'lo yizkar b'yoy, you did not remember at all the whole day. Einoy mispalel b'erev shtayim. Whose opinion is that in our Tosfos? The first opinion, i.e., Rabbeinu Yehuda. You do not do two ma'arivs, achas shel arvis v'achas shel mincha. Why not? Shekiven shehispalel. These are the key words. Because you have davened. And therefore, kvar yotza choiva. He has been yotze his chiv. V'achazora. The whole necessity of repetition, einot tzricha, is only necessary elam epnei zechiras rosh chodesh. I'm not sending you back because you didn't daven. I'm sending you back because you didn't say rosh chodesh. But hoyel v'over hayoyim. But once the day has gone past, v'loy nizkar, and he did not remember, ba'oid shehoyer rosh chodesh, as long as it was still rosh chodesh, he did not remember lachzer v'lehispalel, to repeat it, it's too late. Einoi chozer achshav dematoy eles. What does it mean, matoy eles?
What's the benefit?
That mirrors the words of Tosas. Ma marviach. What do you gain? Matoy eles. What is the benefit? Achar she'ovar rosh chodesh, once rosh chodesh has already gone past, le'spalel pam acheres, to daven again, kiven she'einoi mazkir rosh chodesh acharov, achshav, because he's not mentioning rosh chodesh now, come the night, v'hayud ches, and the Shemoneh Esra, kva hispalel oiso, he's already davened that. So the Shemoneh Esra, he's davened. The one thing he didn't get was rosh chodesh, he's not going to get that now either, so what's the point? Says Tosfos, Avol Chachme Provinza. What's that?
Provence.
Provence, which is part of France now. Oimrim, now listen to these words. De Kevin Sheba Oiso Tfila Lo Yotso Yedei Chiyuv. You are not Yotso Yochiyuv of Shemoneh Esra. Listen to these words. Sheloi hispalel oisom kedino. You did not daven that Shemoneh Esra kedin. Now listen to the following words. And therefore, how do we consider it? Kemi sheloi hispalel klal. Daininon le. That's how we consider it. It's as if he didn't daven, and therefore, omispalel shtaim le erev. And he will daven twice. So, Mirav Rabbeinu, that is absolutely confirms the way we understood the two opinions in Tosis. You see clearly that the first opinion, the Chachmei Rabbeinu Tzarfas said, you are Yotze Yoshmona Esra. And the Chachmei Provencia says, you're not Yotze Yoshmona Esra. Why? But I davened. But if you missed that Rosh Chodesh, Kemi Shaloi Hispalil Klal. It's like not davening. Therefore, Omispalel Shtayim Leherev, Afal Pishikva over Rosh Chodesh. And even though Rosh Chodesh has gone past, Ve'einoi Mazkir Inyan Rosh Chodesh, B'tfilin, you're not going to make any mention of Rosh Chodesh in your davening. So, now you see what there is to be learned from this Rabbeinu Yoina. Because Rabbeinu Yoina adds, as it were, the missing line from Tosfos. What was missing in Tosfos? Tosfos brought the two opinions, but did not explain it. In Rabbeinu Yoina, you see the explanation. But it's Kemi Shaloi Hispalel Klal. As if you didn't daven. So if you didn't daven, it's exactly the same as the Erev Shabbos Friday night story. Or the Shabbos afternoon Motzah Shabbos story. The fact that it's going to be a different Shemone Esra is neither here nor there. You never davened. Chochmei Tzarfas, Rabbonei Tzarfas hold that you don't have to daven Shemone Esra twice. Why? Because first time round, you did daven. What do you mean you did daven? But you missed that Rosh Chodesh. Fine, so I missed that Rosh Chodesh. So now, halacha l'maisa, we're a bit stuck. So what do we do, halacha l'maisa? We have a whopping machlokes. Look, Rabbeinu Yoina concludes, Umayri harav. He says, my Rebbe, hoya mesupak bazeh. Rabbeinu Yoina says, my great Rebbe had a doubt. Do we go with the Rabbonei Tzarfas, or do we go with the Chachmei Provencia? Therefore, what's always the eitzah that we've seen in these types of situations? V'hoya oimer. Therefore, he would say shehanochain. The correct thing to do is lot seis min hasafik. To avoid the safik is shispalel oisa lo erev betoiras nedova. V'ein sorech lechadish bo dover. Remember, we said this before. You don't need to make a chidush. You only need to be mechadesh if it's an out-and-out nedava. But over here, it might not be a nedava. Why? Kiven shum ispalel oisal derech hasafik. Because he's davening it, because he has a safik. Yishema halacha, he maybe at the end of the day, the halacha is, shetzorech lachzeh ve'el ispalel oisal lachoiva. Ve'im lecha chidush godel mizeh. So now, Mirav Rabbeisa, we're going to see this in Shulchan Aruch Mishnah, we'll see it next week. But let's just conclude with one halach, which is very important, and Shabura points this out. When are you not allowed to do an adava on Shabbos? So imagine if Rosh Chodesh would be on Friday and you missed out Yalav Yavai on Mincha. What are you going to do Friday night when it's no longer Rosh Chodesh?
Can't do an adava.
So therefore, you're stuck. You have no eitzah. No tashlum. According to the Chachmei Provincia, according to the Rif, you never davened on Friday afternoons. You have to do two Friday night Shmona Esras. According to the Rabbonei Tzarfas, Rabbeinu Yehuda, you did daven. You missed out Yal of Yavai. You're not mechuyev to do two Shmona Esras Friday night because there's no Yal of Yavai. It's no longer Rosh Chodesh. So we have a suffix. What to do? Rabbeinu Yoina says that his Rebbe was machria. The best is do an adava. Sorry, I don't have that option on Shabbos. Therefore, what will you do? Nothing. You've missed out the opportunity for an adava. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Be'ez Hashem, Sunday morning. We've printed it 3 on the sheets, but it's always better to see it in the sides. So therefore, we're going to learn Be'ez Hashem, Kuf Ches, and Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph. Those are the halachas of Friday and Erev Shabbos, and Motzah Shabbos, etc., etc., and then we'll be ready, Meis Hashem, to move on to the next sukkah. What is